Thanks for visiting me. I know the hospital isn't the most exciting place to spend your Saturday afternoon. They just keep me cooped up in here all day. There's never anything good on TV either. I might die of boredom before this illness, to be honest. What? It's just a joke. But really, I'm really happy that you came to see me. Can we go outside? The weather is so nice and I could really use some fresh air. Even though the rest of this place is dreary, there's a beautiful courtyard. I know what the doctor said, but come on, I never get to leave this stupid bed. Please? Yes, alright. Could you bring over my wheelchair? It's over in the corner. Yay. It's so nice to feel the sun against my skin again. And how I miss the fresh air. Right over there, next to that tree. That looks like the perfect place to rest. Mm-hmm. Let's get comfy and enjoy this beautiful day. So, there's something I need to tell you. So, there's this operation. The doctor wants to do it tomorrow. To be honest, it's not looking good. The chances that the operation will work are slim. Hey. I know I'm not supposed to be up, but how can I not hug you when you're making that face? That face, you're doing it again. You're looking down. When you look down, all you can see is your own little circle of misery. For a long time, that's all I ever did too. I looked down and I saw this frail, sick body. I hated it. I hated all of it. I hated the stupid illness that made me this way. I hated the fact that I couldn't hang out with my friends. I hated the fact that I couldn't even walk without someone else's help. But you showed me that there's more to see when I stop looking down. You showed me that when I look up, I can see all the beauty that life has to offer. I can see the perfect blue sky. I can see the puffy white clouds. I can feel the sun shining down on my face. When I look up, I can see that there's more to life than the unfortunate circumstance that I might be stuck in. That's why I need you to look up too. I need you to see this beauty with me. You helped me see this beauty, and I'm going to make sure you see it too. And that's why I'm going to go through with this operation. Before, I probably would have wondered, what's the point? Why should I prolong the inevitable? What's the point of continuing this pathetic existence bound to a hospital bed? But things have changed, and I see a lot more than I did back then. For the first time ever, I can't wait to see what tomorrow has to bring. I can't wait to live another day with you. If there's even the slightest chance that I could spend just one more day with you, then I will do whatever it takes. I don't care how unlikely it is that the operation will succeed. You've shown me that there's more to life than my own misery, and I will fight every step of the way to experience more of this beautiful life. I will fight every step of the way to spend even one more day with you, and that's why I need to keep looking up, so we can move forward together. I'm glad you understand. Now, let's head back. Visitation hours are almost over, and I don't want to get yelled at by the nurses again. Why did I get yelled at the first time? I may have snuck out a while back to buy this. It's a necklace. I want you to have it. So now every time you give in to the temptation to look down, you'll be reminded of your silly girlfriend who insisted you look up instead.